This news report by MLR Productions was recorded on the feast day of St. Elizabeth of Hungary, November 19, 2008. It exposes the blasphemies contained in the TV program, The Bible's Buried Secrets, which was produced by Nova and broadcast on PBS on November 18, 2008. Anyway, Ron and I were looking at it. It was another one of those, you know, it was like after they did a hatchet job on the New Testament, you know, Matthew, Mark, and Luke didn't write it. It was someone else. Well, now they did a hatchet job on the Old Testament. And that's what happened yesterday. In a way, it's kind of like God's punishing the Orthodox Jews had to have their hair up in a dander, even like I did on this. Because they do believe, at least, there really was Moses and Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. So what you're looking at is these most liberal of all people that deny the whole authenticity of the scriptures, you know? And Ron and I were having a joke looking at this thing. We're going, first of all, David existed, then he didn't exist. Then he was a petty king, no more than a petty king over like the mayor of TRC or something. And then he turned out to be, no, maybe he was a king of a great kingdom. Oh, but his kingdom was over here. But then we did archaeology and we found out his kingdom wasn't over here, it was over there. You know? And by the time, in the end it says it all, because in the end they came out and said, well, we found out that the Bible is more fact than fiction. So, Lord, you have some things in there they found out that correlate to the Bible. We found passages from Aaron's number 6:4, the Lord bless you and keep you. Hey, look, we found that, so that must have been really in the Bible. But their whole thing was, we have no evidence whatsoever that the Jews were ever in Egypt or they ever came out of Egypt to exile in Egypt. No, there's tons of evidence, but they're just telling you they don't have any, right? Then, wait to the topper of this thing. It's amazing because they keep flipping back and forth. It is and it isn't. Then it is and then it isn't. Remember St. Paul said, when I preach, I don't say it is and it isn't. I say it is and it is. I don't keep waffling back and forth. So the whole thing is to throw your mind off base. So the whole thing comes down just to like what they did to the Gospels. They made up these stories to pump up the Israelite race, and they're good stories because it really has a lot of morals in it, and it can lift you up to God, but it never really happened. For instance, Joshua never really went in and attacked and conquered the Canaanite land. And you want to know why? Because the Jews really were Canaanites, and they never left the land. They were slave people, the poor people in Canaan, the lower caste people that rebelled against the higher caste Canaanites, and they went into exile in the mountains somewhere, and then came back down and re-inhabited Canaan. So the Jews are not really Israelites at all. They're Canaanites. Now, I thought about this when I first heard this. This might support the apostate Jews in saying we were here before with the Palestinians in the Promised Land. We never left it. So in other words, the Jews are Canaanites. They're not real Jews. They didn't come from Abraham. They didn't come from Isaac. They didn't come from Jacob. And then we're following this whole thing. And they're going through all kinds of archaeology to try to... They look at a piece of pot and they make out the... You looked at that one little piece of pot and you found out they didn't go through the desert. There's a high class. For one piece of stinking little pot? Are you kidding me? And then they're, you know, then when they're digging down and they're talking about, you know, like, okay, this comes from the 2,000 years ago. Ron and I are laughing and they're going like, and we go down to the left. Now we get at this level. And this level, we're finding all items from like 3,000 years ago. And Ron and I go look like this. Yeah, watch, they're going to find a Budweiser can. You know? And they're going, shut the camera off! Off! Camera off! What's a Budweiser can doing here? See, that ruins our whole theory. Don't let anybody know about it. And if they hear about it, Ron and I are saying, they're going to say, well, you know what? Back then, they did have the knowledge of making beer, and Budweiser's descent made that first beer can, and later on they lost knowledge of beer, the Budweiser beer, and then it came back later on. You know, but we're laughing because of these conclusions they make. You know, we're on it here, and then we found, and the Israelites, you see, you know why we know they were the lower caste Canaanites? Well, because they made the same type of pots as the Canaanites did, but they didn't have fancy designs on it, and the rich people like fancy designs, and they were showing their disgust towards, it was like class warfare stuff going on in there too, you know? So, you're sitting there, it is such a supreme folly and lying that even goodwill people that sit back and say, this either it happened or it didn't, but the whole thrust of the thing is to attack God, to attack His Word, and at one, they throw you off balance by, hey, we really do have evidence. Oh, but on future, now that we investigated it, it can't correspond to the time of David or Jews because the dating is all off and it goes way back, so it had to be these other people. You know, and so, you know, they existed, they didn't exist, and then it ends up, how they come out to this whole conclusion, they're saying, well, obviously some of the stuff is true, he says, but when the Jews went into exile in Babylon, and they were devastated, he says, then they went in there, and that's when they said, we have to strengthen our people and give them a history, because we have no history.
We have no roots. So we're going to write the Bible. So he says, that's when they really wrote most of the Bible. They made it up. You know? Other, the true part was that they were in Canaan. Well, because we know they were in Canaan. There was a kingdom of David and Solomon. They do talk about that. Well, there was a kingdom of some sort. And he said, so we know we had that. But there's no Abraham. There's no Moses. There's no Moses. No, and no Joshua. It's like what they did with the New... It was a hatchet job on the Old Testament. Like they did with the New Testament. So God is allowing... In a way, it's God's kind of justice saying, okay, you Jews perverted our New Testament and said Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John, they made it all up. Well, now... In your face, Orthodox Jews, because I know the Orthodox Jews don't like that. Even then, they're going crazy over this. And you got Jews in Israel saying this stuff who hate God. I mean, these are worse than the Orthodox Jews. You got these secular Jews coming out, and they're talking about it's all phony and never really existed. And then they had a woman doing all the biblical verses, quoting a woman, Mother God. You see, the whole thing, you got to see all these, and all these pseudo-intellectual idiots, these faggot, effeminate-sounding people and these bull dyke women and these weird-looking women. Oh, we come to the line. We found out. You've discovered all of this. Yeah. All because you went here and found a couple piece of pottery on the ground. And this, in spite of going against even secular histories.
Exactly.
But they just come out and make blanket statements like, we have no evidence they're in Egypt. We have no evidence that they were in exile. You know,
Protestants went and found like the whole trail, and these guys can't find one piece.
And then here's how they do it. They come up and say, and I just said to Ron, "Oh, here we go. They're in Jericho now. Now we know they got the walls. How are they going to deny that?" And they didn't. They came out and said, "We found the walls in Jericho. They're there. Oh, it was burnt by fire, and we see the fire." And one Jew guy comes out and says, "Yeah, we have even Israel's lights did this and all that." So I said, "Well, there we got some evidence. How are they going to handle that?" Oh, then they started saying, yes, but were they really Israelites who came from Egypt in exile? Or were they Canaanites who were living in Jericho, who were the lower caste Canaanites, who rebelled against the higher class Canaanites living in Jericho and attacked them and knocked their walls down? That's where you come out. So the Israelites really are Canaanites, you know? Oh, man, it was a mess, a mambo jumbo of all things. And then it ends out by saying... at the end of the whole thing, it really I wish they would have said that in the beginning, but we knew it anyways. No, God, we knew it. You know, when he goes, well, the Bible is more fact than fiction, but it is fiction. Got a lot of fiction in there too, you know? You know, now my point is that people are looking, when you're watching it, this whole thing too, they're making statements like, well, now we have to investigate to see if this is really true. No, we don't got to investigate nothing, knucklehead. I don't got to investigate nothing. My faith tells me through the scriptures and the Catholics' infallible interpretations that it existed. Now, you either conform to that because you ain't talking to me.
No.
I already know what happened, knucklehead. You're not going to be telling me that you're going to go out there now and I have to listen to your archaeological... you're going to come along all the years, later, disconnected from all tradition, and you're going to tell me how it happened? This dumb idiot in Harvard's going to tell me, who was never back then, how it all happened? So what is it? The Bible according to these Harvard professors. It's the Bible according to them. And so they're constructing this whole history. It's wild. It is so horrible. And people sit back and they're saying, well, because they find this one little evidence and they just extrapolate in the story. Well, here's the way we say it had to happen. And because it sort of fits with our story. And so, because in the beginning they're saying, the Bible's just a neat story. And I says, well, your story's pretty neat too, though. You know? I mean, that story you're telling us is not only neat, it's pretty unbelievable. I mean, it's like, where did you get that one from? I mean, if you can mock the Bible, you can mock the Word of God, you can mock all the Old Covenant Jews and the Catholic Church and all the church fathers that had direct knowledge handed down from them. You can mock all that and say, that's a story. Why, in the 20th century, am I going to believe you, who now told me a new story? So who is that story according to? But the thing was a blasphemy. It was an absolute disgust. Michael, they showed naked art all over the place. Michelangelo's naked parts, and they had the idols. Look at the idols with these, you know, all that. And then the one guy starts out, and he's going, well, you know, the Israelites were the first ones to ever worship a one God, the one true God. They said the one God, the one true God. What do you mean the Israelites? It goes back to Adam and Eve. What about Noah when he came off the ark? What are you guys, idiots? Well, they don't believe in that, you see. So their whole idea, too, was that the Israelites were Canaanites, and as Canaan... Now, that they mixed and worshipped idols, we know that. But their whole idea was that they came out with this whole idea about the one God thing at that particular time when they were in Canaan.
Came up with this
no one ever had it before. It's radical, you know. No one had it before. Well, the fact that people fell in the is one thing, but what about Adam? And what about Noah when he got off the ark? See, but they don't believe in that. They don't believe in it. They're reconstructing. Yeah. So now you got this idea that this just Israel's made up this one God thing, so that might not even be true. So you can really go back and start worshiping. And then they're making statements like, but it's dumb like this, but did the Jews really believe in one God? Well, let's look under. Oh, look, we found all these different idols in the Jewish and Israelite encampment. That they worship many gods. I says, that doesn't prove it. It proves that they disobeyed. They did say that later. But they're mixing it, you see. They were supposed to worship one God, but they went back. They did. They would go back and forth and flip.
They questioned Noah. How many animals?
Oh, yeah, that too. Yeah, he's questioned all that. Right.
And then with the flood, they said, well, what accounts is 40 days and what accounts is
100? Oh, yeah, exactly. No,
they didn't look at what it says.
They didn't look what it says. They're completely missing. 40 days, and then he had to wait on the ark for X amount of period of time. So, in other words, it's the same bold lies we got when we heard them discredit the New Testament. So, when you're faced, Orthodox Jews, now you got it with your, which is, and it's in our face too. Because that's our book, really, not even the Orthodox Jews. But when I'm watching this, I'm saying, boy, the Orthodox Jews in Israel are going to want to kill these guys, these secular Jews that are doing this. Even they're going to want to kill them. You know, I'm watching this, and I said to Ron, that one guy, when he came out, remember the Deavers? He was really bad. I said, if I had a gun, I'd like to blow his brains out on a canvas and call it modern art. Look at that canvas. That's the brains of a heretic. Now, what does that look like to you? Pieces of flesh and blood. I said to Ron, if I was around these people, I got to kill them. Or I don't want to be around them. I know if God says, no, it's not time, you don't kill them, then I don't want to talk to you. Don't even show me your face, please. That's how angry I get. I mean, what? And the people are sitting down looking at this. I can see somebody who's maybe a little bit lost and they're trying to figure something out. But I said to Ron, even a good-willed non-Catholic or not even Orthodox Jew or some pagan or whatever he is and doesn't believe in anything, because that's sort of, I was like that once when I went to school. We sit back around, I says, look, and we start going, what is this guy talking about? He's an idiot. You know? And I says, Mr. Elmy, now have you understood what I've just said? And Ron goes, no. No. You're a nuts. Or I say, you belong locked up in an insane asylum. Because really, when you're watching, he's got your head going back on. Well, I don't like things. Either you start out and tell me what your premise is and your conclusion. Because when you start, that's the way, you know, theophilosophy. Yeah. It is and it isn't. It is and it isn't. Now, I'm not saying it is and I'm not saying it isn't. But I'm saying it is. Oh, good, good, good. But however, by Epikaya, there's others who say it isn't. There is no salvation outside the Catholic Church. However, we must interpret this according to the mind, they say, of the Church, and we say of the modern theologians.
Yeah.
But all these overeducated, they're just idiots. I mean, it's pure foolishness. You know, you even catch themselves like, what they do is they try to put a little bit of true things in there so you don't get you to be completely going away. And like the one guy saying, no. The one guy that was really bad about all this, the guy Deavers, he comes on, he says, well, no, we're not saying that there's no such thing as the Israelites. That's extremism. That's, there were Israelites. I mean, but they were really Canaanites and then later called themselves Israelites, you know? And then you remember that stupid Jewish lady with her husband? She just wanted to look like a bull dyke or something, you know? And she's over there with the binoculars and goes, oh, Amy, he found a stone! Let's look at the stone! What does it say? You know, my point is, somebody, a Catholic, when he does archaeology, which is a good thing, I do like art, there's nothing wrong with it. But the Catholic perspective of archaeology is it has to conform to what God told us.
Exactly.
Or you better go back to your drawing book.
No kidding.
I like archaeology. Yeah. It is good. And it will always prove the word of God.
Oh,
but these guys are absolutely hell-bent on going against what God told mankind to the point where they even distort evidence that's in their face and ignore it. That's we, Ronald Kramer, we were talking about true science and false science. The motive of a Catholic when he goes about this is, yes, Abraham did exist, Moses did exist, there is the Ten Commandments, and anything we search has to fit those things. And if anything denies the word of God, it's false, it's not true, or you've got to reinterpret, you're looking at the thing the wrong way. And that's the only way even an Orthodox Jew would agree with that when he's investigating what he, the truthful things that he believes, even though he's got a lot of apostasies mixed in there with his false religion. So I'm saying in a way, but Ron did make a point. He says maybe we can use this as a conversion point to the Orthodox Jews. We can tell the Orthodox Jews this, the guys in the Turicarta Jews in Brooklyn and Williamsburg, Brooklyn and all that, and Queens. We can go and tell them, look, you didn't like that, did you? That show got you angry. Well, it got me angry too, because we believe in that, you know. You don't really, but look what they did to the New Testament. These are the same scholars that came out and said the Gospels were written, are stories, that they're not really true, that Jews didn't kill Christ. You know, these are the same guys that are doing this, you know, and there might be something, some good that can come out of it like that, you know, in the end, because they're going to, if they do really like any truth, even though they don't have it yet, you know, they're in a false religion and all that, but they, at least they can't stand these people that we were looking at the other day. When Antichrist comes to power, he's the epitome of these people. Everything that he stands on is going to be built on these lies. So that's where you're going to maybe convert some of these Orthodox Jews, because they're only going to find one place where truth is going to be taught, and it's right here. Only one place where it's, and God's going to have the power to protect us. Elsewhere, you're not going to have it. So there's an open door on this when we were looking at that. But it's amazing, like, the things that these guys go through, you know. And their whole thrust, though, is the complete opposite of the way even a true scientist should look at it. Their mind, as a Catholic, we, when it comes to dogmas, we have to set our mind on the dogma. But if it's a non-dogmatic thing, then you can do a true, purely scientific thing where you don't know what the truth is yet and you do scientific method. These guys aren't even doing that. They're actually starting with their dogma that the Bible is false, that it's mostly fake, that God didn't do that. That's their dogma.
Yeah.
And then they want to go in there and make everything conform to that dogma so they discredit the whole Word of God. Discredit everything, you know. But it's amazing. You know, they're going in there, and then the one guy, he finds that little scroll, you know. Which was interesting, though, because it had numbers 6-4 on it. And so it was interesting, you know. But some of the other stuff that we were laughing at, I says, wouldn't that be something? You find a Budweiser can under there, you know. On that strata. We're now at the strata where we're finding all these items that go back 5,000 years. What is this? Oh! Budweiser! What do we do there? Oh, how did that get there? Was one of you guys drinking and landed out here last night? Camera, Drongo, camera's off!
Yeah.
Don't show that!
Camera's off.
Shut the cameras off. Hey, one thing they were certainly showing is all the idols all over the place that they had, those filthy idols. You know, but anyway, it was just another blasphemy. So we ended up watching the whole thing. You know, we introduced, but at the end, it was the Bible is more fact than fiction. Oh, that was very nice. You know, a Vatican tour would say,
yeah, I know.
It could have been worse.
Yeah.
Because he's showing some respect.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? It's like saying the Bible's got fiction in it.
Yeah.
It's not all true, you know? And you're coming along and you're telling us, you know. But the whole thing was a journey. Like I said, it is, it isn't. David existed, he didn't. Well, no, David really did exist, but he was a petty king. Like we run and I said, like the mayor of Tyre Sea, you know? He was the mayor of Tyre Sea. That was about the extent of David's power. Then later on, no, but we have the example that he had a kingdom and here it is. And they go through and construct all the walls.
Yeah.
And they go, this is David's kingdom. Oh, but however, then we found some other evidence that it dates way back 1,000 years before David's kingdom. So that couldn't be David's kingdom. Wait, 20 minutes of extrapolating his whole model that it was his kingdom. Then now it's not his kingdom. Now he says we have to look elsewhere if David's kingdom could be found elsewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, what a...
David was over in this parking lot.
Oh, it's horrible stuff. Anyway, that's it.
That's how bad it is.
This recording was produced by Mary's Little Remnant, 302 East Joffrey Street, Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, 87901-2878. And can be accessed on my St. John the Baptist website at www.johnthebaptist.us.